up after midnight. Both my neck and arms were sore.
Colin Powell's mad at Hillary. Hey, that story coming up.
On my upper lip, there's a growth I've never seen before.
Pretty hear Trump's appeal to black Americans.
And I wish that there was someone I could call.
Essentially, it's this. What the hell have you got to lose?
The WGN hotline.
But now...
I have edema on my thigh, pink stuff in my eye, and I need you now.
Yes, it's Dr. Kevin Most, courtesy of Northwestern Medicine. Impact every day. Hi, Doc.
How you doing, Steve?
I'm all right, buddy. How are you?
Not bad. What a beautiful day yesterday, huh?
Did you have a nice weekend?
Yeah. You know, I got them dogs sitting, so yeah, it was, I walked 9 miles with the dogs yesterday.
9 miles? Literally 9 miles?
That's what my phone says.
Why? I mean, the dog after three would have been, can we go home now?
No, not these guys.
Oh, they love it.
They love it. Oh, yeah.
Well, where'd you walk 9 miles? I mean, did you need a ride? You could have called me.
No, you know, I take them out to the park. I walk around a long park out in Sugar Grove. I got a lot of.
You got spots. You got places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice where you can take them off the leash and let them run. So yeah.
Well, look at you. Look at you and your dog walking weekend.
Should have been on the golf course, but instead I was with the dogs.
You know, I only played 9 holes in the last 3 days, which, you know, is not good. Yeah.
What? Yeah. That's it?
Yeah, that's it. Well, I had family in town.
Oh.
And then you and I are doing the Orion Samuelson thing.
That's right.
So, and we'll explain that later. But for now, just try to figure out what it is. All right, Doc, we don't want to drive people out on a Monday because you're trying to wake up and stuff. But we have something important to discuss here, and that's the Affordable Care Act. The Obamacare, if you will, and where it is and what the update is.
Yeah, Steve, you know, the last 2 weeks, actually, after a kind of a quiet time, we've heard a lot of news, mainly about Illinois and what's going on there. And, you know, we've seen that now as of August 1st, the increases in the insurance from the exchange have been stated. Blue Cross is looking at anywhere from a 23% premium increase to 45%. So you're starting to see companies saying, hey, you know what, time for me to get out of this business. So we've lost enough money. And you're going to start to see the number of companies that are going to be in the marketplace for the Affordable Care Act here in Illinois shrink dramatically.
How is that legal, considering the way the law was originally crafted to make sure that the insurance companies would comply?
Yeah, so, you know, they've had some leeway. And, you know, one of the companies, Land O'Lincoln, said, you know what, you could tell us whatever you want, but we're out of business. We have no money. We cannot continue to do this. And they will stop, you know, caring for patients at the end of this month. So, you know, that's 50,000 people here in Illinois that are going to have to now go find another plan. So the government at least has some leeway in saying, hey, we want you to make this as affordable as possible. And what the government or what the insurance companies are saying, hey, we made it as affordable as possible. We lost $1.5 billion. We have to change this or we're going to be out of business.
Where is the money being lost? Do we know, or is that too deep in the weeds?
Well, it doesn't get that deep in the weeds. And actually, you know, years from now, this is going to be a typical MBA study here because the actuaries for these companies said, you know what? We think everyone is going to come to the marketplace. We think everyone is going to want to have insurance. Well, what they have to realize is a lot of these individuals are barely making by just on the paychecks that they have. So they don't even have that additional $50, $100 a month for insurance, even though it's so heavily subsidized. So what you saw is you saw a lot of these healthy people saying, you know what, I'm not going to take the insurance. I'd rather pay the fine because the first year the fine was $95. The next year it went to $325, and now it's up to $625. So as that fine has changed, you'll start to see some of these healthy people come in.
Yeah, but even so, you think about it, $625 a year, there's people who would pay that $625 and they'd still save money off 12 months of premiums.
Absolutely. And it's usually those people that are fairly healthy. You got these younger people who are healthy and say, you know what, I haven't been to the doctor in 5 years. I'm going to roll the dice. But the actuaries that try to figure out what the premium should be figure in a whole bunch of these healthy people to help offset the cost of those who have chronic illnesses who ran to get into the marketplace,
right,
who were looking for insurance.
Let's do traffic. Then Andrea has a couple of questions, and I have a couple of follow-ups as well, because we thought this would just be kids who would take the fine. I know people, Doc, and you do as well, 50 years old,
yep,
who aren't doing this. And what does it mean for the long-term health of the signature piece of the Obama presidency? Because, you know, and Doc's brought this up before, too, there's a lot of good pieces in Obamacare that work, that are good, that ought to be kept. But it doesn't mean the whole bill is good. That's been the whole problem all along. The problem on the Republican side is repeal it and replace it with what? 6:47, we go to traffic, and Mary's back with that on 720 WGN, sponsored by, as all of this is, Northwestern Medicine Impact Every Day. It's Dr. Kevin Most. Did you watch the end of the Olympics, Doc?
The end of the
Olympics?
No.
Too busy on your 9-mile walk with your dogs?
How did it end? Did we win more medals than everyone?
We got a billion. We got a billion medals. Everybody else had two.
Yeah.
No, we won. We won the most medals. We dominated. We stomped on the rest of the world. Isn't that what it's all about? Did I miss the memo on the Olympic spirit? Did I miss the memo on what it's really all about? We're talking about the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare in particular. Andre, what were you asking Doc about?
Well, this week, I, and both of you know, I had a deductible issue. It was a question, and I just wasn't aware. I mean, it's so hard at the beginning of the year when you go through your insurance to try to figure out, okay, should I pay more to get a lower deductible? So is that going to shift, Doc? I mean, is it going to become even more difficult now to try to figure that out and predict what's going to happen with the rising costs?
Yeah, it is. I think a couple things are going to happen. What we're seeing and what the predictions are is that right now we're starting to see companies try to push people into the high deductible plans. And it's happening. I mean, the predictions are that about 65-70% of people will be in high deductible plans within the next 3 or 4 years. And the reason for that is, one, the premium is lower, and it shifts some of the, I'll say, onus onto the individual now. If I have a huge high deductible, I'm going to say, boy, do I really need to have that test? And if I do need to have that test, where's the least expensive place I can get it done at? So you're going to start to see more and more. Interesting, the Land of Lincoln plan that just went out of business, a lot of people had already paid their deductible, and now they're going to have 4 months where if they get into the Blue Cross product, they're going to have to pay that deductible again. So more and more people are going to be looking at, what plan am I in? Can I afford it? And those who are in the high deductible plan, because you're paying a lower premium, sock some money away, because that deductible hurts when you have to pay it.
So for the insurance companies, the high deductible, even though they're not getting the money up front as much, it pays because the testing costs go down in the back.
Correct.
All right. Just so I'm understanding where you're going with this. Because the other thing is, you brought up Aetna at the top, and the big boys, the big insurance companies, they're parsing out what they're going to be willing to do, and it seems like they're it's like when you leave at a party and you start to leave and you make your way towards the front door before you can leave. That's it feels like what Aetna's doing.
That is exactly what Aetna's doing, and Cigna's doing just the opposite. Cigna's now coming into the market, because now what's happening is Cigna said, all right, you guys that got to the party early, you guys got the boring part that was very expensive. Now I'm going to come in because I know some of the healthy people are joining and my premiums can be higher. So it's really, it's this amazing, fascinating business plan as you watch it play out. But also what you're going to start to see, Steve, is a lot of companies are going to start saying, you know what, we want to get out of the insurance business completely. Walgreens, for example, used to provide insurance to their employees. Now what they say is, this is how much I spend on each of you for insurance. Here is that amount of money. You guys go get your own insurance. We're out of the insurance business now.
That makes it tough, too, because if you are companies, and people think that insurance is a mandate, insurance is a benefit. Benefits like insurance are offered as a competitive way to draw employees in. There's no legal right to health insurance. Companies don't have to offer it. But now, if somebody as big as Walgreens is saying you're on your own, I mean, that's not good. I know a lot of people are trying to go out and get individual insurance. The prices are nuts.
Yeah, and they're not saying you're on your own so much. They're saying, you know what, this is how much we had given you in the past, and every month you paid this much. That total should still get you insurance. But why don't you go and choose it? Why don't you go and do it? And now Walgreens says, I know what my total costs are. Walgreens and a lot of companies, even Northwestern, we're big enough to be self-insured, so we take all the risk for all our employees. Companies are starting to say, it's not worth that risk anymore. I want to know what the total cost is going to be. Now you go to the marketplace and get your insurance.
You never think about that, right? You never think about that. A hospital, a major hospital with health insurance for his people. But obviously, right. It makes sense, right? It's not like Doc can go, I got a cough, I'm just going to go lay down in one of these rooms.
Right. It's scary to think that you might not be able to be offered insurance. But, Doc, with Cigna back in the game and Aetna and Blue Cross still in, obviously, will that make it competitive in any way that could benefit employees?
Well, Aetna's out. Aetna decided they're going to be out of the marketplace. UnitedHealthcare is, you know, making rumblings that they may be out as well. They're going to leave. So it depends on what happens to Blue Cross and Cigna, probably. They're going to start to see that there'll be many Blue Cross products. Advocate Healthcare has their own Blue Cross product just for Advocate hospitals. So you're going to start to see what they call narrow network options, where individuals can get in, but they can only go to a certain number of doctors. They can only go to a specific doctor or specific hospitals. You're going to start to see that because that allows them to control their costs even more.
So your advice is put some cash aside, treat it like money that you need to save for Christmas, for whatever, so you can cover your deductible and be as healthy as you possibly can be, more so now than ever.
Absolutely. I mean, and that is it. And, you know, start to be that smart consumer. Start to ask those questions. You know, when you're given a medication, say, is there a generic I can take for this?
Right.
You know, and if they're going to order a test, do I really need this test? Why am I getting this test? What is it for? And what are the outcomes going to be?
And shop around for your test, too. Your
shop around and demand from your Republican right. candidates what the answer is. Repeal and replace. Replace it with what? Because you can peel some stuff out of Obamacare that you have to keep and come up with a better law. Geniuses. Thanks, Doc. I'll talk to you later.
You got it. Talk to you soon.
And Doc's got to go on a 12-mile walk with his cat. Again, that's Dr. Kevin Most from Northwestern Medicine. Impact every day.